"This really comes out of left field," said Lillian Darling Holt, Bryant's landlord for nearly 5 years. "It is devastating. Michael was a marvelous tenant and person." "This whole thing doesn't seem right," she said. "It seems that over the years there would have been something that would now click, and I'd be able to say, 'Son of a gun, I now see how this could be.' But there's nothing like that. I just feel very bad. I wish I could do something for him." Holt is not alone in being both perplexed and supportive of Bryant. Neighbors he was friendly with in the 4900 block of Topanga Canyon Boulevard have volunteered to care for his dog while he's in jail. And an attorney who met Bryant a few years ago in a coffee shop is now helping him fight extradition to Vermont. "There is complete shock among those who knew him," said the attorney, Gref Michael Abrams. "He was the kind of guy most people would want as a neighbor." Abrams said Malinowski disappeared from Vermont and began using false names because he was being hounded by authorities for a crime he did not commit. "There is more to this case than meets the eye," Abrams said. "You don't need to be a genius to see why he would leave Vermont. He believed a witch hunt was underway, and he decided to leave. But authorities insist they have made no mistake. Malinowski is the only suspect in the November 5, 1979, disappearance and apparent murder of Judith Leo Conies. The 32-year-old mother of a small boy disappeared after telling friends she was going to a house owned by Malinowski. 'Everyone out here I talked to about him can't believe it,' said Blaze, while he was in Los Angeles last week investigating Malinowski's life here. 'They keep telling me he isn't the type.'" So far, Blaze has established that Malinowski lived in the Los Angeles area in the early 1980s and worked as a house painter. He later moved to Utah and then back to Los Angeles, where beginning in late 1985, he lived alone in the two-bedroom Topanga Canyon Boulevard house. Along the way, Malinowski somehow picked up one alias, Barry Vandiver Bryant, that actually was the name of a real person, Blaze said. The real Barry Bryant of Charlotte, North Carolina, has since changed his name because of credit problems that began when Malinowski took his identity. In 1979, Malinowski was, on the surface, an unlikely murder suspect. He had taught for several years in Burlington area schools and was known to many in the northern Vermont community. At 34, he was assistant director of special education for the Burlington School Department. Bearded and slightly balding, he was a man who enjoyed the outdoors. He had an apartment in Burlington and owned a house in the rural town of Shelburne, which was more convenient for hunting and skiing. A mellow-voiced widower, his wife having shot herself to death in 1976, Malinowski was raising a daughter and son. But in mid-1979, Malinowski's life apparently went into a tailspin when Leo Conies broke off a 2-year relationship with him. According to Chittenden County court records, he was deeply hurt by the breakup, had sought psychiatric counseling, and had been seen at least once spying through the windows of Leo Coney's apartment.